in my opinion, because over a period of time, it's been discovered that all these new foundation hospitals are beginning to run into problems. They've all been built over budget. Now, Birmingham has, in South Birmingham, they're proposing to build this new hospital. The new Queen Elizabeth Hospital, and when they do that, they started off some years ago at a figure of 192 million for this hospital. The latest figure that I've heard is 600 million, and I'm prepared to bet that it will go up even more because none of the hospitals which have been built like this have kept a budget.
How did it work in the past during those 40 years when you were always injecting in the same site?
Well, the hospitals previously were all, and my blood sugar levels kept reasonably okay, but it's hard to tell because for a long period of time I had no means of telling how good the blood sugar control was until I bought a blood glucose meter.
When was that?
It's probably 10 years ago now, I suppose. And of course, one of the problems was that when they first brought blood glucose meters out for the public to buy, they were expensive. And the first ones, if I remember rightly, came out at about anything from about £80 to £100 a piece. Now, my income wasn't that good, so I left it until they came to a more reasonable price. Now, when I bought my first meter, it was about £30 or so. Of course, you can get the VAT back on that by claiming an exemption, so you don't have to pay the VAT on that. Now you can get a blood glucose meter for £10, so they're more affordable. They're much better and cheap, more cheaply made. They're just as accurate.